This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Despite all the delays, it appears that sports facilities in Athens will be ready in time for the Summer Olympics. The construction blitz is nearing its final stretch, as NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports from Athens.
Athens is in full Olympics frenzy. The elegant white-on-blue Olive Branch logo is everywhere, from T-shirts to building facades. The Olympic ideal was born in Greece 3,000 years ago, and the first modern games took place here in 1896. Security Minister Giorgos Bulgarakis.
For Greeks, Olympic Games, it is something very important. It is something that is connected with our history, with our principles, with the perception we have from our past. We feel that it is our child.
One of the most troubled projects, renovation of the original historic 42-kilometer marathon route, is close to completion. Most of the remaining work is landscaping. This is the road along which, in 490 BC, the soldier Pheidippides ran to Athens. He was bringing news of the Athenian victory over the Persians. The road is now four lanes wide, but still lined with olive groves and pine forest, as it was in Pheidippides' time. Taxi driver Spiros Halkides hardly recognizes it.
It was total chaos with lots of mud all over the place and dirt. But as you could see it today, it's like another world. It's completed and it's beautiful.
Security teams are locking down completed sports facilities, checking out every corner and sealing them off to all but authorized personnel. The Olympic Village that will house 16,000 athletes and officials is scheduled to open on July 30th. Frenzied, dusty, and noisy activity is still underway as the last flourishes are completed on the most grandiose Olympic venues.
We're at the heart of the Athens Olympic Sports Complex. I'm standing in front of the Olympic Stadium. The jewel in the crown of this Olympiad is the stadium's sweeping glass and steel roof. It weighs 16,000 tons. Its two arches are in place and look like a giant open oyster shell. In the distance, we can see workers putting the finishing touches on more sports facilities: the velodrome, tennis center, indoor hall, and aquatic center.
But the price of these ambitious projects is hefty. Just the stadium roof, designed by Spanish architect Santiago Calatrava, cost $200 million. Following spiraling overruns due to delays and mounting security costs, the entire Olympics bill could reach $11 billion. Greek authorities are now more concerned that a barrage of media criticism and post-9/11 anxieties will keep spectators away from Athens. In fact, ticket sales are said to be slow. By late June, only half the seats were sold. And tourism is down, perhaps as much as 8% from last year. Dimitrios Katsoudas, advisor to the mayor of Athens, is bitter. He believes the wave of international criticism leveled at Greece may have undermined the success of these Olympics.
And one of my complaints is I haven't seen all this wholehearted support that an effort a small country is making. Because if Greece fails, there's another aspect. The games will only go to the rich and powerful. And if the games go only to the rich and powerful in the future, the games won't be international Olympic Games.
The slogan of this Olympiad is Welcome Home. While many people say the games have become too big, too commercial, too alien from the Olympic ideal, many Greeks, including political analyst Tanos Dokos, believe that their cherished ancient gods will be benevolent and once again protect the spirit of the games.
They wouldn't recognize the games, of course. I've changed too much. But if everything goes well and the message to the world is that the Olympic Games are still a great celebration for the whole world, I think they will be happy.
Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.